Rick Smith is kind enough to join us right now. The Rick Smith Show, you can hear weeknights here on AM 950. Not tonight with the election coverage, but Rick is kind enough to join us to talk about what he is seeing so far. Hey, Rick.
Matt, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
I'm getting ready for the numbers to come rolling in, and we're going to find out what kind of country we got.
Well, let's, you know, first of all, what are some of the bellwethers for you, the benchmarks that you're going to keep an eye on here early? Because there is this question on whether or not this Democratic wave, which has happened since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, is it still there? Is it still as strong as possible? Saw a lot of numbers pointing to early voting was favoring the Dems. Women, new women registered to vote was, and they're not doing that because of inflation. They're doing that because of the overturning of Roe v. Wade. So we'll have to see how that happens. What are you keeping an eye on right now?
The same stuff. I mean, the reality is this going to be Rovember as it's been billed, or is this going to be just another midterm November where, you know, the party in the White House takes a little bit of a beating or a massive beating? This is what we're going to find out. In my state of Pennsylvania, we're going to find out, you know, if we're going to elect a Nazi. I've got some hope, but the sad reality is I listened to some of the rhetoric around the Mastriano camp and the idea that tonight they're just going to declare victory and grab the mantle because it's theirs. They're going to fight and win, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's going to be interesting to see how this evening plays out.
How is that race? I mean, for a lot of us out here, I mean, the impression I got was it was favoring the Democrat to win that race.
No, I mean, all of the polling is moving in the direction of Josh Shapiro, who is a good man. He was an incredible attorney general. He will make a great governor here in Pennsylvania. But Pennsylvania's got this weird little glitch in its election law that says they're not going to start counting the mail-in ballots until 7 o'clock or until 8 o'clock when the polls close. So there's going to be no election results tonight. And what the Trump people wanted to do is declare victory, you know, because they knew the mail-in ballots weren't going to be counted for days, and they're not going to be counted for days here in Pennsylvania, so we won't have a definitive winner until, you know, every vote is counted down the road. And the Republicans know this. And they're saying, look, you know, election night, we're going to declare victory because the poll, people who went to the polls, that's where they've already telegraphed us. They've told us what they're going to do. So don't be surprised when it happens.
Fetterman, you think he's going to be able to pull that one out over Dr. Oz?
Oh, I hope. You know, I saw John in Erie at the beginning of our Working Class Heroes tour, and he was struggling to get the lines out. You could see that he was working. You know, it was there. It's in his head. He was struggling to get the words out. Because look, you have a stroke. There's some healing, some recovery that has to happen. Doesn't mean he's mentally diminished. Doesn't mean that he's got any. It means he's struggling to get the mechanics back. And he said it during the debate. You know, I'm going to mash some words together. I'm going to misspeak sometimes. We're going to find out what kind of a state we are. Are we a compassionate state that looks at this and says, "Yeah, he's going to heal. We understand the medical part of this," or are we the kind of state that's going to go, "Well, we're going to go to the other guy because we don't think." We don't think your medical condition is going to get better. I'm hoping. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping we're a state that goes understands how this works, but a little hairier in my view.
They've already made some calls in Florida. DeSantis is going to win the governor's race down there. Rubio is going to win the Senate race. It's kind of one of those things where I remember Ohio. I remember Florida. I remember Missouri. These used to be toss-up states. But now, as we look at Florida here, once again, firmly in the hands of the Republicans, I think that, you know, they're obviously this hurricane that came through, very horrible, very bad. But it allowed DeSantis to get away from the politics and just be that governor who's there on an emergency scene. And I think that did a lot to help propel him to his victory tonight.
No, I agree. And, the reality is we're in a moment where people have got their hats. You know, if you bought the red hat or the blue hat, and as I've been saying, at some point the working class of this country has got to put down the red hat or the blue hat, put back on the hard hat, and we got to get back to work and rebuild this country and reunite on things that bring us together. You know, for too long we've been ripped apart and divided and sliced and diced, and at the end of the day what we find out is, you know, the wealth class of this country keeps getting everything they want, and you wonder why the working class is angry. You know, as we did our month-long tour that took us through your backyard,
yeah.
One of the things that kept coming up time and time again was, you know, you know, working class people are angry because, you know, they're the city of used to be. You know, how many cities of used to be did we go to? We used to be the place that made glass. We used to be the place that made tires. We used to be the place that made rubber. We used to be, we used to be, we used to be. And it's been replaced with, you know, drug treatment centers. It's been replaced with gig economy jobs. It's been replaced with things where people are struggling to get by and make ends meet. And you wonder why that anger is there. So what the right has done masterfully, and you have to give them credit, is they've force-fed them a diet of outrage candy and anger in other directions, where they think they can make the change. And I think this is where we are. And the hope is we can begin to bring this back to it's the economy, stupid. It's the economics. It's how we rebuild the country. And I think Biden, you know, for as poorly as he can communicate at these moments, he's been doing the work. You know, the idea of reshoring manufacturing, investing in infrastructure, and strengthening workers' rights, all moving us, I think, in the right direction. Even though I know all the polling, Matt, says, you know, we're off the wrong direction. I think that's the way to go. We'll see it tonight if the voters see that.
And I agree with you wholeheartedly. And I think part of the trap that Democrats have is that they get these lofty, haughty kind of issues, and they think to themselves, oh, aren't we being progressive? Aren't we being there? And they just don't want to realize that people care still about the bread and butter base core issues. And I think that they sometimes don't see the forest for the trees. And I think that there's sometimes that there's low hanging fruit they could easily take and run with. And they know we're going to outthink ourselves. They sometimes try to be too clever.
No. And this is one of the things that I keep coming back to is, People love progressive policies. We've been trained like Pavlovian dogs to hate progressives. But the policies, you start talking about, hey, we need to pave the roads and rebuild the bridges. People are, yes, we need to bring back those union jobs and those protections for workers in the workplace. People are, yeah, we need to invest in education and health care and a way for a family to be able to thrive and survive and to have opportunity. Yeah, they're on board with it. It's, you know, it comes down to the delivery mechanism, which is why I think, you know, the stuff that you are doing, and you're doing with KTNF and other stations across the country are doing, are so vitally important to get out there and tell those stories. I mean, I go back to the Trump years. If you listen to Trump's rhetoric, you would have thought he was the greatest president since, you know, since Eisenhower, since, you know, Nixon. You would think he was the greatest president ever. And what he was is he was the Nixon of our era. He was the worst guy possible. But if you listen to the rhetoric, Matt, you'd think he was doing the job, and he wasn't.
Well, it's really, I think one of the things that we have to focus on is not, you know, going the old skiing things. Don't get your head above your skis, because then you can tumble down. And I think if you misplay how you talk to the people, and this is one of the things Republicans have done very well. They are insanely good at messaging. And yeah, when they get the focus beam on something, it's very difficult to break it. Now, here's the question. Something that's very much away from this, the Roe v. Wade situation, as you said. I mean, you seeing numbers, the early voting favored the Democrats. New voters favored women voting far more than men, which is usually never the case. A 10-15 advantage for women, new voters there. I think that there's something here, but will it be enough? Because as we always know, come Election Day itself, every Republican shows up to vote.
And that's what it was in my neighborhood today. I waited in line longer than I probably ever have, even during a presidential. Yeah. You know, they came out and they were excited to vote for someone who I view as you know, just horribly unacceptable to be governor, and this Doug Mastriano, who has said he will pass the No Rights at Work agenda, who has said that, you know, if he doesn't like the results of elections, well, they may not honor those elections. They may throw ballots out. He has said a lot of things that are to the extreme of even Trump. And people were excited. There were that party excited about it. And we're in a kind of a crisis moment because, you know, this election also is about, do we believe in democracy? Do we believe in the right of everyone to vote? And sadly, I'm seeing all these election deniers who are running for office. Mm-hmm. And I got to wonder, if they win, will they deny the election?
I did want to ask you one quick, you know, kind of comical thing about Pennsylvania. Oz this weekend was talking about, you know, he apparently didn't know when the Pittsburgh Steelers played. Now, I don't know much about Pittsburgh or Pennsylvania as a whole, but I do know this. You know when the Eagles play, you know when the Steelers play, and you know when Penn State plays. And the fact that he has, I mean, as much as we want to joke something about that, that actually damaged him because, once again, you do not look like you're relatable if you, hey, I hear there's a football team here in town. And, you know, he has himself sounded very unrelatable at times to the voters of Pennsylvania.
No, you would argue that he doesn't even live here. So, why would he know? It's kind of like J.D. Vance not knowing you put the I-O at the end of O-H. For those who don't live in Ohio, that's the Buckeyes cheer, O-H-I-O. He didn't know that either because they're not in touch with average, everyday working people, which is why, those two races to me are really important ones because you really do have in Tim Ryan and John Fetterman people who understand what's going on in the working class, what it means to take a shower at the end of the day, what it means to struggle to make ends meet. I don't quite believe that with the J.D. Vances and the Ozzes at this moment. And they've run very elitist campaigns, I think. And what's frightening is they both may win. Mm-hmm. And to have those voices in the Senate instead of two good, solid working class voices that could help make lives better is kind of frightening to me in this moment.
A few races, though, that are not looking bad for the Democrats right now. New Hampshire, that Senate race right now, it's only 14% in, but it's still a 24-point lead for Hassan. In North Carolina, Beasley leads by plus 7. That's with 53% in. That's actually pretty good. And in Georgia, it's coming in slowly, but Warnock still leading by 9 points right now with 36% in. I will also add in the Texas governor race with 21% in, Beto O'Rourke is leading by 8. And by the way, that's going to be a fascinating race, that Texas governor's race, because there are still a lot of people in Texas furious with what happened with the power grid back last year with the winter. And so that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of these races. Now, I'll be honest with you. I've said for a while I think Walker is going to win in Georgia. I don't want that, but I think he's going to. Some of the folks that I know have said that they believe that he's been treated unfairly by the mean media, by reporting accurately his lifestyle and all of the things that he's done, that evidently is, they believe they've been too critical of poor Herschel for, the abortion positions and his wife being afraid that he's going to murder her. They believe that that's, I'm struggling with this, but they believe that the media has been too critical. And I fear that sentiment could bring him a small number of votes, but enough that, could swing that.
It's the standard operating procedure. When you have someone who's such an incompetent fool as Herschel Walker is, the only response you have is, the big old mean media is being a big old meanie pants by actually factually reporting what's going on. All right, Rick, I appreciate the time. Thank you very much. I hope you're wrong in Georgia. I hope it goes the Democrats' way in Pennsylvania. And God bless to everyone out there.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it, Matt.
Take care. Rick Smith, The Rick Smith Show, weeknights here on AM 950, a fantastic show. And Rick is, if you didn't get a chance when we did AM 950 movie night with him, just an absolutely spectacular individual and just a lot of fun to chat with. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, another update on the national side. Jeff Stein, our national and presidential expert, is going to kind enough to join us to talk about some of the early results and what he expects to see as well. It is election night coverage right here on AM 950.